2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's time to get outside. This is KSL Outdoors.
Brought to you by Trax Power Sports Rentals.
2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure.
KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes
on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Ebenezer Bryce rode into this canyon in 1874 by complete accident. He had lost one of his cows, and that cow, I'm certain, ran into this valley looking for some green grass and some cool water. Ebenezer found what only the Paiute Indians had known before him. This breathtaking valley was one of the best-kept secrets on God's green earth. That's why he built his home here. When asked how he found the place, he said, "Well, it was simply one hell of a place to lose a cow."
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. We're going to have some fun in this half hour as we've made our way back down to Ebenezer's here just outside the gates of Bryce National Park.
It's blazing hot in summer, icy cold in winter. Every night the coyotes howl to a Paiute, yeah, the moon shimmers.
We're going to talk to the Bryce Canyon Wranglers coming up in just a minute, Ward Williams, and also Tim Gates, who I had a chance to visit with the last time we were down here. But anytime we come to Bryce Canyon, of course, we visit with Lance Irette. The history we just heard, just a little touch of it there.
Sure.
That's your family.
Yeah, you know, Ebenezer Bryce, he wasn't my family. But
No, but they've been here since the beginning.
Oh, yeah, they've been here since the beginning. So my great-grandfather, Ruby, I always toss it out there that it was a man. A lot of people think it was a woman. And I always say people call the hotel and they ask for a discount. And they say, "Hey, Ruby was my aunt." So don't try that. At least don't misgender him, right? He's a man, Reuben. And, it's still family-held business. Here we are. I'm a great-grandson, and we got great-great-grandkids. And we can't figure out what else to do, Tim.
Well, the last time we were here, we were just coming out of the pandemic, I think, and you had helped us make a dream come true for a family, which I will always be appreciative of. But I thought it would be good just to kind of catch up.
Sure.
How things have come along here since the pandemic ended. I mean, the good news for us, we went into the park today, and there was quite a line getting into the gate, so things are coming back.
That's good. Yeah, things are definitely coming back. We're heading in the right direction. You know, these gas prices right now are getting us down, so we're relying on our local market. You know, that's been one thing. You know, I was asked during the pandemic, they said, "Is there one thing that was good during the pandemic?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, it's the Utahns are coming to see their national parks."
Yeah.
You know, and it was, you know, every day we talk to somebody new and they'd say, "Hey, I'm from Midvale and I have never been, I've lived there for 65 years and I've never been to Bryce Canyon."
Well, my son, my sons had never been here.
See, there you go. So you hear that story all the time.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the nice things. And now with gas prices, we're relying on our local market to save us again. So,
There's so much more that goes on to this behind the scenes, and the relationship that you have with the National Park,
sure,
to me, has always been an interesting one. But it is because your family's been here since 1916.
Yeah, whenever we get a new superintendent, I always remind them that Bryce Canyon wasn't even a national park, national monument, until 1923, and Ruby got here in 1916. So for 7 years, we took care of the park without the National Park Service. And, we like to think we're good stewards, and we're trying to give back, and every time the park has a problem, we jump in there and help them solve it.
Let me just share a little bit of this story. It says, in 1916, their dream, talking about Minnie and Ruby, came true.
Right.
Taking their six-year-old daughter, Armada?
Armida.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And their 8-year-old son, Carl, they loaded their wagon and buggy and headed for the land they bought on the eastern edge of the Monsagon Plateau. They had no idea what was just over the hill.
No. Bryce Canyon was a national park, like I say. We predate Bryce Canyon. And he was just coming out here to be a homesteader. He was coming to ranch. And Bryce Canyon's almost 8,000 feet in the air. So it's not very good homesteading, not very good for ranching. But, you know, Ruby, he went out there one day when he was setting up his ranch here, and he went off and looked in the canyon with his kids, and he said, one day people are going to come on and see this. Yeah. And then, you know, through a series of events, he set up first the tourist rest up there at the canyon, and when they made a national park, they kicked him out, moved back here to his ranch, and we've been serving visitors to Bryce Canyon ever since.
We had a great dinner last night at the Cowboy Buffet over there at Ruby's. Yeah,
absolutely.
Which is always fantastic.
Best buffet this side of Vegas.
Food.
Yep.
Music. Scenery.
Absolutely.
It's all a part of this package.
Absolutely. Come on down, enjoy our buffet, our great restaurants. You bet.
People that are listening at home right now hear some noise in the background. It's because they're cleaning up.
Yeah, right.
here at Ebenezer's.
Exactly, yeah.
We just got done with our first chance to see a brand new show from the Bryce Canyon Wranglers, which was fantastic.
Awesome.
It's called Timeless.
Yep.
And Tim Gates, Ward Williams, we've had a chance to chat. We were here a year ago, and you were kind to give us a little bit of your time. But, Tim, I want you and Lance, because I've never had you two together, just to talk about how this relationship started between the two of you, either one of you.
Yeah, listen, I got to know Lance. This was 2015, I think.
I'm glad you got a good memory, because I can't remember what year. Don't quote us on that.
My band played here.
Yeah,
and
really?
He's got a brother. He has a brother that looks just like him. His brother took me out of the spotlight now.
Right.
And I started to call his brother Lance.
I totally forgot about that.
Every time I see Lance again, I say, thanks for taking me out. He says, that's my brother. I look exactly alike. Anyway, so I moved out here in 2018 in St. George.
Right,
Somebody from Ruby's had emailed me, said, hey, come and do a show out here. You know, it's every night. And I'm like, I don't know. And it's a cowboy show. That's what I looked up.
Yeah, right.
I said, I'm only a cowboy when I sing about it.
Right.
I can't go up there and do what all these folks out here in Tropic do. There's some real cowboys here, let me tell you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I could sing about it while they're working. But I couldn't do what the cowboys do. I said, sorry. They said, oh. Then they called back, tried again. And she said, listen, you could do country music. You don't have to do the cowboy music. So I said, all right. Well, maybe I'll ask my wife. She looked at me and she rolled her eyes. And I took off, went to Bryce, and I auditioned. And that's where I really officially met Lance.
Absolutely.
We made a decision at the time. I did it acoustic for the first year. We came to an agreement, and it's been a family ever since. And then we added a ward in the next year. It's been awesome. Lance and I have just been pretty strong friends from there on.
And just to give a little background, you know, the whole idea behind Ebenezer's is when you look around a lot of these historic photos around Ruby's Inn and then this facility, back when Ruby had the place, he was there was always these old cowboys on the property, and they entertained the dudes. They called them dudes, and they were playing music every night. And then, you know, TVs came along, and you know, you just kind of lose your roots. So the whole idea behind Ebenezer was to get back to our roots and have that music and stuff.
Yeah, that's
night.
Awesome.
And now we've got this, man, I tell you, the show is awesome. You know, people come out here. They've been to Branson. They've been to Nashville. They've been all over the planet, and they're like, this has ever been as good as anything out there.
Well, we're going to take a break in a couple of minutes, and I'll bring Ward and Tim back to tell you a little bit more about the new show that is called Timeless. But you guys, Ward and Tim, you traveled with some of the biggest names. You've written songs for some of the biggest names in country music. And here you get the opportunity every night to be in front of an international crowd.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when the show starts, you roll a little video with some music of just country's flags across, and there's, you know, little cheers going on from all around the room. That must be kind of fun for you guys.
Yeah, it's fun to hear that.
Yeah, it's great.
He's learning the language.
Yeah, I'm always it's nice because I actually get to use some of my my language skills out here, or at least practice them a little bit. But
yeah.
All I ever wanted to do was be on the road and tour, and I got to do that, and I've toured all over the world, and like you said, with some pretty big acts and things like that. And then, you know, kids start coming along, and it's suddenly not as fun as it used to be. So this was kind of the perfect, I mean, just it was just a godsend, that, you know, to end up here when Tim called me. And so now I still get to play music every night, but then the rest of the world comes to us. And so we, and it's great. So I get to be with my kids every day, and then get to come up here and play music every night. And it's just, it's, you can't beat it.
Yeah, we're probably the only band, listen, at least in the United States, that played every night in 2020.
That's right.
It's true. Well, oh, yeah. I remember a year ago you were telling me that you had friends, Nashville musicians and singers and songwriters that were begging you to come, you know, let them play, let them work.
Yeah. And calling us and asking, how are we doing this? And we did it. It was awesome.
Yeah. You're a Richfield boy.
Yeah.
Had you been to Bryce before all of this?
I'd been to Bryce a few times, but not much. A lot of my buddies would come here and ride the do the rodeo and, you know, try to learn how to ride bulls, and I didn't do that. I sang about it.
Yeah.
So I stayed back at the radio station there at KSVC, and I DJ'd and spun records, and I didn't come to Bryce very much, but I did enough to know that I loved it here.
Yeah. We need to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back here in just a minute as we continue sharing some of what we've experienced here at Bryce and at Ruby's and at Ebenezer's. Lance, you hang around. You brought something up that your friends used to come here and rodeo. The rodeo still goes on every
night.
Still
going on.
Right next door,
man.
Matter of fact, on our way over to dinner, you can hear the announcer in the arena.
Yep. His son has broke his shoulder over there.
Oh, no. Speaking of keeping your kids close, huh?
Uh-huh. He said he wants to get back on that sheep, too.
Yep, that's right.
All right. We've got to take a break, guys. We'll be back with more in just a minute. Stay with us. KSL Outdoors Radio continues in a minute.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio, coming to you tonight from inside Ebenezer's here just outside the gates of Bryce National Park. Lance Syrett is with us, Tim Gates, Ward Williams, carried on a conversation about some of the things that go on behind the scenes here. Tell me about the rodeo that's going on, because I don't know that a lot of people know that that happens. Is it a nightly thing?
It's Wednesday through Saturday night, and it's right here on property. It's fairly inexpensive. I think it's about $15 for a ticket, and we have audience participation. And if you want to sign a waiver, kind of sign your life away, you can ride a bull or a bronc. Or we've got the little mutton busters. You know, old Ward Williams' son, he was the runner-up champion last year. Yeah. And he wanted to win the championship this year, and he had a little mishap. And Ward, maybe you can talk about that.
Well, he's a mutton buster, and he loves it. And he had a sheep just legs gave out on it and rolled over on top of him and snapped his collarbone.
Oh, my gosh.
And he can't wait to get back on.
He might be back. I mean, he might make it back towards the end of the season.
But we'll that's a true cowboy.
But you know, it's an authentic rodeo. I mean, it's about an hour and a half, but they've got the, you know, everything you want in a rodeo, the authentic bull riding. Everybody loves the bull riding. But they got bronc busting, barrel racing, team roping, and the mutton busting is the crowd favorite.
What does liability insurance look like for that?
Well, my brother-in-law is in charge of that. He doesn't really like the rodeo too much. But, man, the guests love it. We get people here from all over the world. Like I say, the internationals are starting to come back, the French and German and the Asians. And they love the rodeo. And they go, and they kind of expect, I don't know what they expect, but they go away with an appreciation for rodeo, and it's authentic, and they just really have a good time.
Yeah. Tim, in this segment, tell me about this North and South residency that's going to be happening here on certain dates, starting, by the way, July 4th.
Yeah, July 4th is the world premiere of North and South, which is an amazing show coming up. Monty Powell and his wife, Anna Wilson, have put together a show of the story of how they met, the story of love, not war. She's from the North, he's from the South.
Right.
And they met together in Nashville. Two of her favorite songs was a song called Dancy's Dream and another one called Could Have Been Me by Billy Ray Cyrus. And she wanted to meet the writers for those songs one day, and she's a songwriter and singer. She ended up meeting Monty Powell. He wrote both those songs.
Oh, wow.
Now they're married. And they tell that story. It's an amazing story. They sing all their hit songs. He's had so many hit songs in country music. And he's here on the stage for 10 nights here in Bryce Canyon. July 4th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and then August 5th, 6th, 27th, 28th, and September 13th and 14th.
He did that by memory.
Yeah. I can't believe that. I got notes right here. I'm like, hey, look at your notes. And he did it off the top of his head.
Did you have a hand in arranging that? Or
yeah, yeah. Monty and I have known each other for a long time, and he's got a house out here in Utah, and he loved it. We had him at a show we do called Nashville Stars over Bryce Canyon. He loved it here so much. He says, I love to be a part of it. And he got Zions Bank to sponsor him, and he brought his show here.
You better do a plug for the
That's
Nashville
right.
Stars, too.
And this is our third
year.
Official mm-hmm. Nashville Stars over Bryce Canyon. 2020 wouldn't let us do that.
Yeah.
But at least we got to play. But this year is a great year. We have Mark Nessler, Tony Martin, Jason Deer. Jason Deer is a really good friend of mine. He's produced a bunch of records for me, but he's also written songs, you know, for Shadazy, Leanne Rimes, Marie Osmond, David Archuleta, Jessica Simpson, Olivia Newton-John. Tony Martin now, he's a really good friend of mine and Jason's. He's written songs with George Strait, Tim McGraw, Keith Urban, Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, Sarah Evans, Leanne Womack.
Wow.
Mark Nessler, same thing, written many songs, co-wrote them all with Tony Martin. They're great singers, great songwriters, great people. They're going to be here August 19th and 20th, and you can see them singing all their hit songs. And then my band, Due West, will be here July 15th and 16th. We're going to kind of debut some of our brand-new songs for you and probably bring Ward up there and play with us.
Wow. What's the best way for people to get that calendar
well,
in front of you?
Go to the website. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Ebenezer's yeah. Barn and Grill, you know, that's kind of a long website, Ebenezer's Barn and Grill. I'm not going to spell that out, but you can link off to that at rubysinn.com, which is rubysinn.com. That's an easy one. You just go on there and click on the Ebenezer's link, and you can get all these dates on there. And, you know, we've got rooms available. That's the thing is, this summer, yeah, we're coming back, but it's not like it used to be. We're not filling up every night, and we got a lot of rooms, and we got a lot of great deals going on, rooms.
And those packages are available online, too.
Yeah, as I say, I always tell everybody, if you're local, go to rubysinn.com, click on that Hot Deals button, because that's going to show you the cheapest time to travel. And we try to get all of our locals to travel during those you know, a little bit slower times because you're going to have a great value.
One of the things I love about this idea of bringing in songwriters and producers and things, and you guys know this a lot better than most, but I told you the last time, 10 years of my career was country radio. And so I have an affection for it. And the relationship that the artists have with the audience, I think, is unique in all genres of music. But there are so many back there, so many talented people in Nashville that just don't get their shot.
That's right.
And for them to have a chance to actually share their music, they wrote it, they now sing it, is rare. And to give them that opportunity here is great.
Yeah. We talk about that a lot. Ward and I are pretty lucky. We both moved to Nashville probably about the same time. We hung out with a bunch of the same people, but never hung out together. But we talk about how hard it is to get into the music business and how we just kind of had the right people with us, that we knew how to talk to people, you know, because when you leave your hometown as a, you know, a steel guitar, the best steel guitar player ever, or, you know, one of the greatest singers in country music, and you think your hometown, you're the best ever. When you go to Nashville, you're just one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not the best anything. So you've got to stop singing for a minute. And you've got to figure out how to get through this town and get through there and start making relationships. And all of a sudden you have a career in music.
Well, by the way, that opportunity, Ward, you can speak to this, is much tougher now than it was even back in the day because corporate radio has taken over. They decide what gets played in every market across the country, and a local artist or a new artist can't just walk through the door, sit down with a guitar, and endear themselves to a music director who then plays their song.
And then it's on the radio. But no, yeah, it's kind of that does make it a little bit more difficult for sure. But on the flip side, then you also have the social media and all that. So there's other avenues to get your music out there now that weren't there before. So it's
A great example is Tennessee Whiskey. It was written by our friend Dean Dillon, who was at our Nashville Stars last year. That song is still the number one most downloaded song of all time.
Yeah.
But it never was a single on country radio.
Wow.
Crazy. It made him the most money of all the songs he's ever written. And because that song's been a single 3 times and number one 3 times.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, I want to have you guys share, and we'll talk about what the new show is about. It's called Timeless. And you can tell when it's a timeless song when everybody at their table is singing along.
that's the idea.
Absolutely.
Which is a great thing that we witnessed tonight here at Ebenezer's. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have more for you in just a minute. Stay with us.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.